Well, let me be the first to wish you a very happy and holy New Year. Happy New Year. At least liturgically it is, huh? Today is the first Sunday of Advent. It begins our new liturgical year with a new liturgical season. Advent is characterized by simplicity. We try to use very few flowers. The priest dressed in purple with his vestments. And we prepare ourselves for the coming of the Lord. Advent then prepares us in two ways for this great event. The third and fourth weeks of Advent prepare for Christmas, but the first and second weeks of Advent prepare for the coming of the Lord at the end of time, or our own personal demise, whichever comes first. We should be ones who are watching for His coming. Jesus gives us this parable to be watchful, to be alert. We don't know when it will happen, whether in the evening or at midnight or in the very early dawn. In any event, He should not find us sleeping. What does that mean, find us sleeping, huh? Is Jesus just talking literally here? No. He's talking figuratively. Those who have fallen asleep in sin, who are not awake to the Lord, who like to dwell in darkness of sin. And so that's what we should not be, huh? Jesus wants to find us awake. He wants us to be found watchful for His coming. And so Advent, ever since the early Catholic Church, has always been constituted in this way. It's a time of watchfulness, looking forward to the second coming of Christ. For the early Church understood who Jesus was, as we should. We understand that Jesus is the risen one, that Jesus triumphed over sin, suffering, and death. And that Jesus has not abandoned us. He is here present to us in His sacrament of the altar, the Eucharist. And also the early Church understood His promise of return, that He'll come back to us at the end of time. And we heard about that in last Sunday's Gospel, how He'll come riding on the clouds with all the angels with Him seated on His glorious throne, there to judge the nations, separating them one from another as simply as a shepherd can tell the difference between a sheep and a goat. And so our God is coming. He's coming for judgment on the earth. And so what type of people must we be? We must be watchful. But watchful for what? Not just the coming of the Lord, but watchful over our actions, lest we sin. That's the challenge of Advent. That's the challenge of the whole year, isn't it? Not to sin. To watch what we say, watch out what we do, that we may not give scandal to others. So Advent is a time of serious reflection, and in that sense it has a penitential character to it. That we look at our sins and at ourselves very carefully to see, are we awake? Are we really looking for the Lord? Or have we fallen asleep in sin? Advent then is often a time for penance in the sense of going to confession. We will have a communal penance service here on December 11th at 7 p.m. Other parishes will also have a communal penance service, and I'll be putting those dates and times in the coming bulletins. But in any event, we must resolve now to be awake when the Lord comes, for we do not know the day nor the hour. The second aspect of Advent is also something we have to reflect on. The joyfulness of the birth of our Lord and Savior 2,000 years ago. We recall once again how God visited His people, how the second person of the Blessed Trinity became man, born of the Virgin Mary. He came to us so humbly then, He came to us so meekly then, but yet look what happened. We crucified Him on the cross. But in that crucifixion, He won victory. In His death, we are healed. So Christmas is a time of joy in that sense, that we recall the salvation, which is the greatest gift we can have. We prepare for Christmas in various ways. This past weekend, I was up on my mother's house in Iowa, putting up the Christmas lights. It's hard not to turn them on, even though it's Advent. We want to see the lights. We want to see the joy. We buy gifts, we start baking goods, we start planning for different parties. We do all sorts of things for Christmas Day. But ultimately, we should be looking to ourselves for our own souls, to see in Christ the great gift that He is for us. For He is the great reason for the season, so to speak, that He has come to us to give us salvation. He has given us the grace to be holy. And that's what St. Paul is reminding us of in the second reading, that we're all called to be holy in Jesus Christ. So Advent is a time of looking to ourselves, but also helping others. We should be going out of ourselves in acts of charity. We have the anonymous Santa collection locally. We should be looking for ways to help others at this time of the year. So Advent then is a time to recall our selflessness and not our selfishness. So as we continue with this Mass, we look forward to the coming of the Lord, not at the end of time, but in communion. Our God has not abandoned us. He is so near to us. And so Sunday after Sunday, for all year long, we should resolve to prepare ourselves to meet the Lord, first in Holy Communion, and then at the end of time. At the beginning of the new year, January 1st, many people make all kinds of resolutions, huh? Usually resolutions to lose weight. I know I do. But for the first part of Sunday Advent, we should be making our spiritual resolution to lose the weight of sin on us by appealing to the mercy of Jesus Christ. So as we continue with this Mass, let us pray that we are open to His graces, open to His mercy, open to forgiveness that He offers to us. But let us also pray for the many others who are still asleep in their sins, who are not watchful for the coming of the Lord.